CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come on, everybody. Let's get going.
I'm ready. Don't forget to bring the cameras and extra film. Now, we'll be gone all day.
Yeah, what is Aunt Effie doing?
I am writing postcards. I'll be right there.
Boy, she's got to tell everybody she's in Europe, huh?
Yes, well.
That she's dropped a postcard to everybody she's known since she was in kindergarten.
Where are we going today?
Hampton Court and Windsor Castle. Do you think we need to take raincoats?
Well, I am not taking mine. I'm tired of carting so much around with me on these tours.
I know. Well, if we don't take raincoats, then it will surely rain.
Take the raincoats. You can always leave them on the rack of the tour bus. Now, come on.
Where is it we're going today?
Today we are going to Hampton Court and Windsor Castle.
Well, I know what Windsor Castle is, but what's Hampton Court?
Where Henry VIII lived. It's a palace. Now, do we have everything?
Mm. Come on. I've been holding this door open for 10 minutes.
Well,
now don't make the beds, for heaven's sake. That's what the chambermaid is for.
I know. I never can get used to walking off and leaving a hotel bed unmade.
I know. I can't either. I made mine and Betsy's.
Oh, did you? Well,
come on, will you? The tour starts at 9 sharp. We still have to get over to where it leaves at Russell Square. Don't.
I'm just throwing the spreads up. Now, I never know whether leaving a hotel bed unmade looks as though I'm accustomed to having service or whether it just looks as though I'm a terrible housekeeper. You know, you wonder what the chambermaid thinks.
Do you care? Do you care? Now, come on.
School days will soon be here. Your boy or girl will need a new bicycle. And now is the time to buy it during the sensational money-saving end-of-the-summer sale now in progress at your nearby Firestone dealer or store that features home and auto supplies. You can get either a boy's or girl's 26-inch Warrior bicycle in its original crate for only $34.44 with your old operating bicycle. Here's a real bargain for do-it-yourself fans. Putting this bike together is so simple, so easy, that you will enjoy doing it, and enjoy even more the money you save. So go to your nearby Firestone dealer or store right away and get your boy or girl a brand new Warrior bike for only $34.44 with your old operating bicycle. Remember, you can open a 30-day charge account or buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
Thirty-two bright and shining faces I see on the bus this morning. I'm your guide today. Fitzsimmons is the name. While I'm not much to look at, you'd better keep your eye on me and your ears if you want to get your money's worth, because that's what you're paid for. Thank you. I'm glad to see we got some folks on the bus this morning. Appreciate the little joke. Now, we're leaving London on a day's tour of many historic places.
Mommy, when do we have lunch?
You just had breakfast. Now, listen to the guide, Adam.
We will pass the historic site of Runnymede, where King John signed the famous Magna Carta in 1215.
Remember when we saw the Magna Carta yesterday in the British Museum?
What's that building?
Oh, nothing. It's just an apartment house, I guess. Now, listen.
We will also stop at Stoke Poges, the ancient home of the Penn family. The most famous member known to you Americans is William Penn, founder of your state of Pennsylvania. At Stoke Poges, you will see the church made famous by the poet Thomas Gray in his elegy written in a country churchyard.
Yes, I remember that. The curfew tolls the knell of parting day.
There's a gentleman in the front seat here who remembers the poem. Speak up, sir, so the whole bus can hear you.
No.
Oh, come on, honey. Come on.
Speak up, sir.
Come on.
The curfew tolls the knell of parting day. The lowing herd winds slowly o'er the leaves. The plowman homeward plods his weary way and leaves the world to darkness and to me.
I don't think it's the lowing herd winds slowly over the leaves. It's the lowing herd winds slowly over the leaves.
Oh, Mommy, it's that same word.
Oh.
Oh, no, not really.
She's wearing a green hat instead of a red one today.
Oh, I don't like to dispute a lady, but we men have to stick together. And I think it's lowing herd wine over the lee. But you may be right. Never argue with a lady.
Well, I know I'm right. I may be in English literature in college.
Shall we concede the lady's right, sir?
No, by golly, I happen to know exactly the way that poem
went.
Yes,
I'm dear. Please, well, we're going to have another quarrel with a woman. Please.
All right. I'll concede. The lady may be right.
Ah, there we are. Now, we're all happy again.
I know I'm right.
Oh, golly, all right.
Just count to ten.
Yes, all right. Now, let's all settle down and enjoy the beautiful and picturesque drive to Hampton Court.
7, 8, 9.
Well, here we are in the grounds of beautiful Hampton Court. I'll tell you a little more about it, and then I'll give you 15 minutes to wander around by yourselves.
Oh, Mommy, look how big it is.
How would you like to live in it?
Oh, I love it.
Well, I don't think your mummy would. 280 guest rooms alone to keep free.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
It took 500 servants when Henry VIII lived here. The garden you see on your left is considered to be the finest small garden in England. Made by Henry for Anne Boleyn, his second wife, before he beheaded her, of course. Jane Seymour died here after the birth of Edward VI. This is also the favorite home of Queen Elizabeth. Henry VIII lived here with all of his 6 wives, except Catherine of Aragon, and only the first few weeks of his marriage to Catherine Howard and Catherine Parr. And now...
Well, Catherine Parr lived here during her entire marriage to Henry VIII until he died.
Now, madam, I do not like to be constantly disputing.
Well, I happen to have a personal reason for knowing.
That may be, madam, but according to history...
I happen to be a descendant of Catherine Parr through her second marriage, so I'm quite familiar with the history of Hampton Court.
Well, I'm sure we're all honored to have you with us, madam. And now... Wander about by yourselves. In 15 minutes, we'll meet you by the main gate where the bus is waiting.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm here on business, but trying to sandwich in a little sightseeing, you know. Did you just arrive in England?
Yeah, yesterday. We've done Italy and France, Switzerland, Belgium, Holland, Denmark. And I'm sorry to say, some of it in the company of this descendant of Catherine Parr's over there.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm glad she's done those countries. We won't run into her there, at least. You know that this is the third time we've run into that dame here in England? Other 2 times, being rather disastrous, I'm afraid.
Yeah, disgraceful. Italy, she let everyone know she thought Michelangelo was overrated.
No kidding.
Yeah. France, she made some remark about how the French wouldn't have won the war without us.
Oh, no.
You know, I told my wife it's too bad she didn't live in the days of Henry VIII. She'd have been beheaded.
Yeah. Well, as my wife says, you can't do much about it. The best way to show that Americans do have some manners, I guess, is to behave ourselves.
Yes. By the way, before you leave, notice the famous Hampton Court maze, which you'll see on the left of the main gate. Now, this bulkhead, over 8 feet high, was designed in the form of a complicated maze, and it's been said that strangers who went in alone to find out the secret of this maze have sometimes wandered helplessly for days. So, don't go in. Now, simply take a look. Interesting though it may be, we don't have time to go through it. We're due in 1 hour at Windsor Castle Inn for lunch. All right, 10 more minutes. Take your pictures, buy your postcards, and be on the bus exactly 10 minutes. Now, let's see. Are we all here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9.
Oh, I don't think you need to count. I was back on the bus first, and I counted people as they got on.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, madam. Very well, then. On to Windsor Castle.
Daddy, why weren't you a king so we could live in a palace?
Oh, well, I guess I just wasn't, honey. See, old Betsy's going to get out of this bed. Just sorry that she wasn't born a princess. What's the matter?
It's not like Aunt Effie to get back on the bus first. Usually she brings up the rear, holds everybody up by postcard.
I don't know what you mean.
Look at her.
Huh?
She's just sitting there looking out the window and smiling to herself like the cat that swallowed the canary.
Oh, nonsense. She's just enjoying the scenery. Now, you enjoy it, too. Come on, we're on our way to Windsor Castle.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Planning a trip to the woods this summer? Well, perhaps you're going to camp out overnight or cook a picnic supper. That usually means a campfire. If you do kindle a fire, be sure it's in a protected spot. Never go to sleep or leave the woods before you're absolutely certain the fire's out, completely out. Have plenty of water handy all the time so you can drown the fire thoroughly. One dousing won't do it. It takes at least two. A single spark, a single live coal, can start a devastating forest fire. If you've ever seen one racing unchecked through acres of woodland, you know it's a terrifying sight. Each year, forest fires burn millions of forest acres. They ruin watersheds and destroy timber. They blight recreational areas, ruining beauty spots enjoyed by millions for camping, picnicking, fishing, and hunting. They kill wildlife and people. A fatal instant of carelessness with fire in the woodland can make one an unintentional murderer. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Goodness, the English countryside looks so much like Connecticut. Remember we broke through there on that trip to Boston?
Oh, yes, sure. All the stone walls and the rolling paddock.
39, 30, 31. Madam, I thought you counted everybody when they got on back at Hampton Court.
I did. 31, isn't that right?
No, madam, there were 32 of us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I must have made a mistake.
Well, it was so quiet on the bus, I knew something was wrong. And I guess we all know who's missing.
Aunt Effie.
No, I'm here, dear.
That is not what I mean.
Well, I don't know what you do mean, dear.
The lady in the green hat. She's not here.
Oh, yes, that's exactly what I mean.
I don't think anybody minds that she's been left behind.
Well, I know what you mean, sir, but I'm responsible. So turn the bus around. Let's go back, driver.
Oh. I remember seeing that woman walk toward the main gate.
Aunt Effie? What do you know about her? When did you last see her?
Well, now that you mention it, I walked over to look into that box hedge maze, and she did brush past me, saying she thought we should be allowed to go in it since we'd paid money for the tour, and she wanted to see everything she paid for. Well, all I said was that for once I agreed with her, and she said, well, the bus isn't asleep. I'm going into the maze. Of course, I had no idea she didn't come out.
I don't know your last name, but I love you.
But that woman must be wild if she hasn't found her way out of the
room. Oh, we'll get her out, madam. And don't you folks let her get you down. I've got an old auntie myself just like that. You find her tight the world over. So let's be happy while we can. Come on now, hands across the sea. Let's sing something we all know, huh? Clementine, huh?
Oh,
oh my darling.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Beatrice Pond, Melville Cooper, and Al Hart, and is produced by Walter Hart.